Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some people complain because God puts thorns on roses, while others praise God for putting roses among the thorns. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study once again today, and we're thankful that we're in the midst of people who are interested in learning more about the will of God. Let's get back to our lesson now. We've been talking about the fact that in a changing world, the world has decided that the religion of Christianity is no longer acceptable, but that changes must be made in order for religion to be viable and to be something that is relevant to the needs of men today. And so they've gone about to undermine the stability that we have by accepting there are some things in religion that cannot change, that will not change, and were never intended by God to be changed. Well, in view of that fact, we've been talking about some of the things that we can depend on. You know, when change keeps coming all the time, there is no promise of stability. And you have nothing that you can really depend upon. You're going from pillar to post instead of depending all the time on the same thing. Well, I believe Christianity is that which is dependable. It does not change. Paul simply tells Timothy, I put my faith in the Lord and I can depend on that. And that's the way you and I need to approach religion. God doesn't change. God has never had a period of time that he has wanted sin or tolerated sin or said that it's all right. He has always hated sin. He always is the same. He tells us there is an answer to the problem of sin. And that answer is in Jesus Christ. Therefore, he allowed his only begotten Son to die on the cross as the penalty for the sins of mankind. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning about verse 18, talked about Christ taking upon himself the sins of us all, that he became the sacrifice for our sins. Now, don't misunderstand. There are some people who've taken these verses to mean that Christ became a sinner. Well, certainly that's not the case. He never did sin. He lived here upon the earth without sin, and was not tempted and to the point of falling into sin. He always resisted sin. What is it then that is stated when it says he took upon himself the sins of us all? Well, that just simply means that he bore the penalty for the sins of mankind. What man could not do for himself, he did for us. You and I could not in any way pay the price in regard to sin, but Jesus could, and so he died on the cross for us, and he indeed then brought redemption to the human family. God's never changed about that. God has always hated sin, but he's always loved people to the point that he provided the scheme of redemption. We also noted that Christ does not change. God gives unto us one who loves men, who taught perfectly a way of salvation, and became the seeker of the honest souls of the world. Luke 19 and verse 10, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. No wonder then John the Baptist introduces Jesus into the world in this manner, John 1 and verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus died to take away our sins. He's always loved us so much that he was willing to die for us. Look at the description of the love of God and the love of Christ that you find in John 3 and verse 16. The record says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Romans 5 and verse 8, Paul explains that God commendeth his love unto us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The fact is that I can see God's love in Jesus dying on the cross. I can also see the love of Jesus in willingly submitting himself to the death on the cross in our stead. Now, certainly, Jesus said, no man takes my life from me, I lay it down of myself. It was through his sacrifice, through his willingly going to the cross, that we have the hope of eternal redemption. God doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. They've always been the same. They always were concerned about human redemption. That's something you can depend on, isn't it? Well, we appreciate studying with you this week. Please be with us again next week as we continue our study of the Word of God. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.